Welcome, my precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network. And I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the show Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. Tomorrow, April the 13th, we enter into day two of the Universal Underworld. So I'd like to share with you a beautiful invocation for this focus. And following this, we'll do a channeling with the elders, ancient celestial beings, and high council members to the order of Melchizedek, as well as look at a deeper understanding of the ray focus for day two, which is that of the second ray of love wisdom. So to begin now, just get yourself comfortably relaxed within your sacred space. Breathing deep into your body, expanding the lower abdomen as you breathe in, contracting the lower abdomen as you breathe out. Just centering yourself deep within the heart, in the recognition of your own magnificence. Coming into that place of stillness, of love, of self-nurturing. And now just ground into the crystal heart of Mother Earth, to the cosmic heart of Mother Father God. And merging now with your I Am presence, as you connect into this matrix of light through the unity grid, to all those listening to this show with you live or through the recording. Good. Day two, entering the universal underworld. From April the 13th to April the 30th, we enter into day two of the universal underworld, assimilating on the inner planes the frequencies of divine light, spiraling forth from the company of heaven with a focus on the second ray of love wisdom. We are offered an opportunity to enter into the crystalline city of light above Mount Kilauea in Hawaii, and over lighted by the ascended masters, where councils of light, Christed ETs, and the Brotherhood of the Light experience an initiation of light that will collectively take our service work to another level of unconditional love, uniting humanity in these transitional times into the essence of divine love and the ability to co-create through this beautiful blue flame of love and wisdom. We further have the opportunity to let go of false beliefs between men and women and lift ourselves through the blueprints of divine love into the vibrational matrix of love particular, calling upon our twin flames to join with us energetically and or physically. Invocation to day two of the universal underworld. I call upon the overlighting of Mother, Father, God, the ascended masters, Christed ETs, ray councils, and Brotherhood of the Light, and all other beings of light from on high that I personally acknowledge. As I merge with my I Am presence and ground myself into the crystal heart of Mother Earth. and I ask to be taken into the crystalline city of light above Mount Kalawi in Hawaii, so I may undergo my initiation of light to serve with love, creativity, and inspiration as a keeper of the flame of divine love to Mother Earth and to all her life. I am now taken in an external Merkaba vehicle of light to the doorway of this beautiful crystal temple of light, where I am greeted by three high priests to the order of Melchizedek and request permission to enter into this crystalline city of light. I am a child of the light, a seeker of truth, and request permission to enter into this crystalline city of light as an initiate of light, so I may transmute all conditionings and take on the templates of love of the I Am Avatar blueprint in this golden age of light. The doors are now opened as I enter into this temple of light, walking up a beautiful crystal staircase into an initiation chamber of light, greeted by my family and friends of the light, welcomed and embraced as a seeker of light. I am now guided into a beautiful blue ascension flame of light through the second ray of love wisdom, merging with my I Am presence and experiencing a deeper level of unconditional love. Breathing this through my body and into each cell and molecule in my body, feeling loved and supported in this collective unified matrix of love, and becoming this flame of divine love. Through this vibrant blue flame of love wisdom, and through this sacred crystalline temple of light, I now request to be a keeper of the flame of divine love, assisting all life in these transitional times through the key codes activated through my body and energy field and on this earth plane, to truly experience the essence of unconditional love. And I request that all issues related to false beliefs between man and woman are released from within my body and energy field and through all dimensions, parallel realities, and past lives. And I request for the key codes of divine love to be brought in, finding for myself this perfect balance of the divine masculine and feminine energies, as well as the ability to co-create with passion, with abundance, and with love. I now request for the energy of my twin flame to be manifest energetically and physically, so I can truly experience all aspects of myself in this divine love and further open the hearts of all humanity through this essence of divine love. I ask for the experience of wholeness through love, creativity, strength, and intuition to experience the magic of life through the flame of unconditional love, to become the magnificent, precious being of love that I am, as I open my heart to myself and others, as I surrender myself to love. I am unconditional love. I am wisdom. I am light. I am the magnificence of creation through service in love. I now receive the appropriate key codes, fire letters, and sacred geometries through my body, energy field, and hologram. I now direct these higher frequencies of love and wisdom through the unity grid of light, for all life to experience these rare frequencies of light wrapped in a beautiful blue flame of unconditional love. And I link into the crystalline grid of light. Now into the solar grid of light. And now through my heart to the sun. And now to the central sun on our Zion. And to the great central sun on Sirius. And from here, take on all the encodings of light I need as this initiate of light in this golden age. And I find myself back in my sacred space, surrounded in a beautiful blue flame of light, honoring myself as this keeper of the flame of divine love. Welcome, sweet ones. It gives us great pleasure to be with you today and to speak on this essence of divine love. For truly, the entire experience of creation from beginning to end is this experience of divine love. And it has been through choosing the differing frequencies within this broad spectrum frequency of all that is, that has lifted you now into a deeper level of the wisdom of Mother, Father, God, and through this, into a deeper level of the knowing of yourself as this essence of unconditional love. In taking on this mantle of leadership, in moving into these positions of holding this flame of divine love for all life on this earth plane as physical vessels of love, you are needing to simply love and nurture yourself. And through this, the key codes will be activated to allow for this essence of divine love to be amplified and experienced by all life. And this is one of the reasons that you have chosen to come down to this lower world, sweet ones. For you know you have this ability to truly experience this essence of divine love within each cell and molecule in your body, regardless of challenges that you have experienced, regardless of old cellular memories and patternings, regardless of false beliefs and judgments, and regardless of the dualities experienced on this earth plane. You have such faith in yourself and in your ability to transmute all that is back into this essence of this flame of divine love and step into simply holding this flame as a keeper to the flame of divine love. Experienced in its amplified energy as a threefold flame of empowerment, love, and wisdom. And through the focus of the Mayan underworld, as we have moved into day two, having experienced the first ray of will and power, the third ray of divine intelligence, and bringing this into focus now through the essence of this flame of divine love through the second ray of love wisdom. This ray further takes you into that level of self-nurturing, self-love, and self-appreciation that will truly allow you to step out of judgment of self and others and to sit back in the knowing of your preciousness, in the recognition of yourself as this divine gift to all life on this earth plane. For this is truly what you are, precious heart. You are this beautiful gift, and all that you bring and all that you are is simply love. When you recognize this, you experience this in all aspects of your life. More and more light workers are now choosing to step into relationships with their twin flame. This initial arrangement, so to speak, precious heart, was in the splitting with your divine other half, one holding the essence of the divine feminine and one holding the essence of the divine masculine, mirroring reflection of this union of divine love, of this union of wholeness within the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. In choosing to experience alternate dimensions, realities, and in particular the lower worlds, you separated from your twin flame in order to come together again in the times of accelerated consciousness when you truly moved back into that essence of unconditional love, experiencing yourself and all life through this essence, through this flame of unconditional love. This divine dispensation has been changed over time, sweet one, for to allow you to truly see who you are in all your glory and your magnificence is the embrace of both your shadow and your light. And this is often in the choosing of soulmates, that you have perpetuated and carried out the patterns that are needing to be mirrored to you in order to experience yourself as this flame of unconditional love. And now in these accelerated times, as you hold this energy and the key codes are activated through your body and energy field, you have the ability to magnetize the divine masculine or feminine aspect of yourself in wholeness, your divine equal, your divine twin flame, holding this equal energy of this flame of divine love. No matter where you are in your levels of cosmic consciousness awareness, you can attract and bring into your reality this essence of your divine self in the mirroring of yourself, one who loves you unconditionally, who supports you, and if need be, who plays out this dance with you in mirroring your issues, your judgments, what it is you are still needing to integrate through this dance of your shadows and your light, through this rainbow creation on the planes of duality. While this dance is moving into finer vibrations of light, so the attractions, so the mirrorings, and so the essence of what you bring in terms of the twin flame, no longer holds these karmic patterns, these old contracts that stated you could learn best through the experience of pain and heartache and betrayal. These contracts, these new soul contracts being made, sweet ones, are based simply on love and service, in coming together, in uniting your hearts in love, with a focus on service in love, with a focus on the upliftment of all humanity, you take your service work to another level. While many of you may have chosen to be the bride or bridegroom of Mother, Father, God, there is coming a time for this twin flame reunion based on this divine dispensation of coming together in this essence of divine love and amplifying these frequencies so that all life on this earth plane may benefit. And if you so choose this, sweet ones, know that you are needing to open your heart to the deepest levels of the experience of yourself. Know this is a journey into self through love, and it is having the courage to choose to share all aspects of yourself in this flame of unconditional love, as it transmutes all that is not of the light, as it embraces every shadow, as it moves into every corner that is needing this reflection of unconditional love. And for many, this is their greatest fear. It is time to truly remove all the veils of illusion in this essence of unconditional love. If you choose this commitment, call upon your twin flame energetically and ask for this divine union to be made energetically or physically. For some of you are already in alignment with your twin flame energetically in calling upon this essence of your divine self through the dimensions. Others are already in the embrace, working physically with their twin flames on the earth plane, and others are waiting. Do not wait, precious heart. Send out this call on the inner planes and allow this precious, magnificent aspect of yourself merge through the divine feminine or divine masculine to come forth and assist you in your service work. And for those of you still choosing these old soul contracts, and seeing that this is the best way that you learn through the experience of pain, through the experience of betrayal or sadness or heartache, being in relationships that no longer serve you. Let go, let God. Recognize that you are this keeper of the flame of unconditional love. Magnetize and attract this vibration into your life in this now. Surround yourself in this beautiful blue flame of unconditional love. As you affirm out aloud, I am this keeper of the flame of unconditional love. As I activate the key codes of my highest potential in empowerment, in love, and wisdom, so I attract an equal force of divine love into my life to assist me through service in love, to assist me in the upliftment of all humanity into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. And so it is. We honor each one of you as these precious beings of light, as these magical master beings of light, way showers, facilitators, teachers, keepers of wisdom, and also as keepers of the flame of divine love, overlighted this year in particular by the energy of the 11th ray of illumined truth, through that of the divine feminine. Surround yourself now in this beautiful pink-orange flame of light, coming in to truly experiencing the divine feminine within yourself, healing all issues between men and women, and experiencing loving kindness, compassion, insight, and understanding. As you embrace yourself as this being of love, and with this, precious heart, we bid you a most magical day.
Great. So I'm going to read to you very briefly a little bit of information about the second ray of love wisdom from the Ray Reading Manual. This is a beautiful manual that we actually sell as an ebook on our website, and it has a lot of the qualities of each of these beautiful rays. We work in particular with 12 earthly rays and 6 cosmic rays. And this second ray of love wisdom is a beautiful ray that imbues the energy of all the rays, as does the first ray of will and power and the third ray of divine intelligence that we respectively called the threefold flame of empowerment, of love, and wisdom. This ray master to the second ray is Master Katumi, overlighted by Archangels Jophiel and Constance, and Elohim, Apollo, and Lamina. The key qualities is strength, our strength and patience, endurance, intuition, clear intelligence, radiance, and faithfulness. And the chakra center related to this is that of the heart. The magical images, it's a beautiful naked woman and a mighty crowned and throned king. the archetypes are that of a beggar and magical innocent child, and the understanding of the teachings of the rays that we bring through actually come from Jacob's Ladder and from a new energy system called Jacob's Ladder 2. So if you're familiar with the teachings of the Kabbalah at all, then the corresponding spheres in Jacob's Ladder are victory over mercy, which is Netzach over Chesed. And the God names, it's Jehovah Sebayot, Lord of hosts, our God, the Mighty One. The second ray of love wisdom is primarily focused on experiencing unconditional love, compassion, detachment, integrity, and wisdom. And like the first and third rays, imbues all rays with aspects of its divine qualities. The experience of unconditional love is only possible through union with the divine. By allowing the essence of yourself to experience the cosmic flame of love through your connection to Mother, Father, God, the company of heaven, and your higher light. It is the practice of a spiritual discipline which recognizes that the most important relationship you have is your relationship to God. Through this connection to the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, you come to experience self-love, being in essence unconditional love, also known as your God Self. As your God Self, your Christed Over-Self of the Light and Mighty I Am Presence, you recognize the magnificence and divinity of yourself, and through this reflection, allow others to see their light and their love. Poets, songwriters, and artists through the ages have written about the deep feelings experienced through romantic love. However, this aspect of love can also cause jealousy, betrayal, heartache, and so on, when this feeling of love is not met in equal measure and is bound by projections and expectations or is experienced only through another. Many spiritual teachers, authors, educators, mystics, and creative people operate under the emanations of the second ray. And the key to experiencing the second ray is to develop a deeper personal relationship to God, to experience your creative nature, and to work with your own false beliefs and judgments. It is about integrating both the shadow and light aspects to your nature and truly understanding that you are a master being of love and light. The first magical image associated with the second ray is that of a beautiful naked woman whose expression of life is to be found in the joys of individualized creativity expressed through feelings of love, dance, music, writing, teaching, and so on. The energy of the God Goddess further allows you to focus on service in love. To realize that the entire experience of creation, from beginning to end, is experience of service in love. And to experience your service work through joy, love, and an appreciation of life. The second magical image is that of a mighty crowned and throned king, holding a scepter and orb, and ruling and guiding his people to the divine unfolding light of illumined truth. The orb representing earth is held in the left hand, completing the image of a compassionate king guiding his people with justice, love, and peace. This energy is seen as that of a loving father, a protector of life. It is possible for you to become the wise and gentle master, and this expansive energy of love wisdom requires simply for you to acknowledge your birthright as a loving, magical being of light. The archetypes related to the second ray of love wisdom are that of the bigger and magical innocent child. The bigger archetype in this instance is representative of the desire of many people to be loved and nurtured and appreciated. And the energy of this archetype teaches you that love comes from within. And when you are seated in love, through your connection to God and your higher light, the bigger archetype becomes integrated at a personality level. The second archetype associated with this ray is that of a magical innocent child. And it is simply to become this child again, to follow the soul on its adventure of life, through love and magic, joy and delight. Choosing this ray in a ray reading is very much about embracing the divine feminine aspect to your nature and focusing on self-nurturing and self-love. It is to find this love from within and not necessarily through a relationship of love, often bound by projections and expectations. For light workers, it is often about finding the balance between love and power and taking your service work to a new level. To express your love energetically to others, visualize a beautiful golden infinity symbol extending from your heart to the heart of the person you are connecting with and wanting to share your truth and love. Then surround yourself and this person in this blue flame of love and compassion. This energy technique is also very useful when you do not feel strong enough to stand in your power with integrity and love, or you are feeling angry and unloving in a situation of confrontation. So there's a small visualization we can do here. I call forth the energies of Master Kutumi, Archangels Jophiel and Constance, and Elohim, Apollo and Lumina, to surround me in a beautiful blue flame. I now request that Lord Kutumi bring through the secondary qualities of strength, patience and endurance, intuition, clear intelligence, radiance and faithfulness, and anchor these qualities through my heart center. I am a magical and loving being of light. I embrace myself and all life through the divine flame of love. I am compassionate, wise, and creative. I am inspired by life and the love for myself and others. Wonderful. Good. So it will be lovely to hear from you. If you may like to call in, we've got a toll-free number if you're local to the States or Canada, and that's on 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Alternatively, give us a call on 530-413-4522. That's 530-413-4522. 413-4522. So that invocation then that I read to you can actually be found on my YouTube channel, which is Anrita Melchizedek. And I think it's quite a lovely focus that we're moving through working with this universal underworld, because we're going to be working quite a lot with different crystalline temples and cities of light above and around the earth plane, connected into the unity grid of light, while working with these different qualities brought through from the various rays. And we actually jump. We don't work with just the first seven, the first 12 rays. We work with the first three rays as they imbue these beautiful ray qualities into all the rays. And then we move into the eighth ray. And primarily the reason for that is the first seven rays hold both higher and lower qualities. And where we are now, we're actually just working primarily through the essence of these crystalline cities of light with the higher ray qualities, because we've been experiencing a lot of the duality, certainly through the essence of these first seven rays in particular, quite a bit, and a lot of these countries fall under the essence of these first seven rays. The earth plane herself falls under the vibration of the third ray of divine intelligence in particular, and of course through that we see a lot of the lesser than and better than consciousness, and a lot of economic, financial disparities of wealth that's very much related to that. And beyond that, it also is very much connected to the lower frequency of the first ray of will and power. And so we see a lot of those power and control issues coming up. So when we enter into this focus now of day two, we've come through day one, night one, and now we're entering into day two. It really is in mindful awareness to hold that focus of this flame of divine love for this, at least for this period of 18 days, which we move through every 18 days through the focus of the rays. And of course, I know many people around the world are working with the Mayan calendar and the focus of the universal underworld in their own way. I'm just presenting one way, probably of many. And that flame of unconditional love is, of course, always there, and it's just amplified now to a deeper level for us through many of the seemingly tragic events going on around the earth plane and these transitioning times. And we're just being united in a deeper level of love. And what's coming up then is our own shadows completely to be embraced, as it's coming up through the collective too. But primarily, it really is a time for all of us now that just recognize ourselves as these gifts, as these beings of light, and let go of the destructive patternings and addictions, whatever it is, because all we're doing is moving out of that essence of being this flame of divine love. You know, when we move into these emotional oscillations, and I don't have absolutely any judgment, whether it's drinking, smoking, it doesn't really matter what it is. I think most of us, and many light workers in particular, have gone that route to one, maybe denser vibrations, but also because they've chosen a lot of challenges, much more than I would say the ordinary consciousness of many on the planet, to actually just accelerate themselves to where they are now. And there's certainly a lot of cellular memories being released that can take you into the shadow aspects of yourself. And so it's just to catch those thoughts as they come up, catch those feelings. Just recognize yourself as this being of love. Just embrace all aspects of yourself. Doesn't matter what the emotion is at the time, but if you can hold that flame of divine love and say, I am just this flame of divine love, and I embrace all aspects of myself, and let go of the guilt and the shame and, you know, things that are part of just the human nature that is part of us too, that you feel, oh, I don't want to go there, or I don't want to experience that, I don't want to look at that. Look at it and embrace it and love it. And a lot of it you'll find is cellular memories, genetically inherited, coming through from past lives. A lot of light workers, of course, have had many lifetimes where you've been beheaded and burnt at the stake and, you know, experience horrible things, as well as many natural earth disasters. And it's really about having the courage at this moment in time to just truly be yourself in all that you are, because you are just simply this precious, incredible, beautiful gift. And it's okay to have those shadows. We all have them. I think we're moving into being ascended masters, but we haven't quite got there yet. So it's to actually know that we're sharing our teachings and we're sharing our light from the level of the highest consciousness that we hold at this time. And there are still things to work with. So is there anyone that may like to share with us or ask any questions? I'm certainly very happy to take your calls. And that number again is 888-815-9756. All right, so I'm running out of things to say, which is not like me usually. So I'll just keep talking about my personal experiences over the last few weeks. I have to say that I certainly myself went through some emotional oscillations. I think primarily there was a build-up feeling and sensing. We get so connected into the unity grid, into what is going on, also on the planetary level, being part of this planetary body of light, that I remember a few days before the tsunami and earthquake in Japan in particular, in fact, probably just before that, before the Christchurch earthquake in New Zealand, I was starting to feel a little bit off balance myself. And, you know, it was just, I think, the shifting earth frequencies and the building up to that. And of course, then we had the very big one in Japan, which for many people, I feel in some ways was a wake-up call. It was that shifting out of that hologram, out of that sense of, you know, are we transitioning or where are we? You know, we're in this shifting of ages. We're transmuting. The earth is, you know, clearing where she needs to and trying to rebalance as much as we are also doing that. And we just have to hold into that frequency vibration with one another. And there is so much to clear between that disparity of world, between the third world countries, the first world countries, you know, kind of what is happening to our earth plane on so many different levels, natural disasters, man-made disasters, power control issues. And what is happening is each one of us then is going through that individually and collectively. So you may have experienced for yourself just like these emotional oscillations. And I think through the tsunami in particular, had a feeling of your heart just breaking, of moving into, you know, all these millions of little pieces and just experiencing this incredible deep sadness or grief, and then working through that with your own issues of betrayal as coming together again and finding this deeper level of unconditional love. Other big issues that are coming up is lesser than and better than consciousness. We're in the last day of that focus of night one in the Mayan underworld focus. And that has been so much about lesser than and better than consciousness. And you can see that too in how you act and react and speak to others. And, you know, whether you get irritated easily or whether you have a lot of patience, whether you, you know, able to just have that patience and love and explaining and guiding, or whether you look down at them, you know, you feel you're mentally superior and you play that out. Or if you react with anger, you know, if you in situations of confrontation or, you know, something that you need to change, how do you act and react? So that is the essence of part of that first ray focus, but it's also very much a third ray focus in terms of lesser than and better than consciousness and respect and honoring of others and all life. So it's quite important, I think, to, as much as we can, to come into that level of mindful awareness, my apologies, there really is a lot going on different levels. And the first place we need to take control of is ourselves, our negative ego, our lower bodies, through these emotional oscillations and finding that center within ourselves. And that is why it's so very important to have a connection into our I Am Presence, into Mother, Father, God, into working with different energy systems, with one of them being the rays. They're very powerful. and certainly one that I draw on regularly in the essence of the work that I do, working with the colors, the qualities, the masters, experiencing simply the essence of these beautiful vibrations spiraling forth from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. And there is so much out there that we can draw on in our daily routines and rhythms. And I feel important one is connecting into the unity grid of light and feeling that essence of divine love and unity consciousness. So we've got a few minutes left of the show, and what I'm going to do now is actually just take us into that unity grid and hold that flame of unconditional love. And before I do that, just to remind you to consider joining Charlotte Zivak's show next week on Octurna Tuesdays with its goddess and divine magic and alchemy, this beautiful energy flowing through from this essence of divine love. So please do consider joining her for the show. And if you may like to see that invocation, you're welcome to go onto the YouTube channel, which is Anrita Melchizedek. We have got Mary from Denver on the line. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Anrita. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
I am sitting in bed today listening to you. I never get sick. I'm just like exhausted. I can't do much of anything the last 3 days, and I'm just craving sugar today, donuts, and I'm just sitting here in the middle of like this food patterns of my family and my life, and just kind of disgusted with myself. Is this what you're talking about, the shadow coming up?
Well, there's two things then, Mary. One is actually, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the planet that is making many light workers very tired energetically, particularly, I would say, accelerated in this last 10 days. And then also, you know, if you're not taking time out, then the body is going into those flu-like symptoms as well. So in one part, what happens is when the body is very low in energy is you reach for the sugar. And I think, you know, many of us do it. So you're not alone there. And what it is just to bless your food. I find if you sit there, you have, it's just conscious awareness rather than moving into, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this, and then feeling I'm really sick by, you know, overeating a lot. Bless your food. And there's a very beautiful invocation I remember some years ago that Tashira Tashireen from What Is Light Body put together. And it's an invocation to bless your food. And I can't remember how it goes exactly, but it's, I take this, the food of love, and I declare it the food of light. And as I bring it within my body, I allow my body to glow. I take this, the food of God. I declare it the food of joy. I am a master in all that I am. And I think she used it for water. But, you know, water vibration is in everything. So if you bless your food, and if, like, for example, you know, it doesn't matter what you're eating or drinking or, you know, having a cigarette. I'm not talking about you personally. I'm speaking to the listeners generally. If you bring mindful awareness into whatever you're doing, what you will find is that you will actually start to lessen those destructive behavioral patterns, and they become destructive because they take you into that addictive pattern of guilt and blame and shame, and that is what you want to cut. You want to be able to sit there and just completely enjoy what you're eating, you know, and then you'll find, start listening to your body rather than blocking off that those emotions. When you're blocking off your emotions, Miriam, this is what's happening to you, because you're blocking off, I don't want to feel this. I don't want to feel this guilt and this shame and whatever. And so you just, if I put more into my mouth and block it off, you know, what happens then is you're not truly feeling, you know, who you are. So if you're in mindful awareness and you're blessing your food and you're creating this environment of, okay, you know, eating this donut or this chocolate cake or something else, you'll start to feel into your body that, okay, I don't need another piece right now. You know, maybe I'll have it a little bit later. because you're blessing it and you're bringing a different vibration and frequency into it. You're creating a connection into what you're eating or drinking or putting in your mouth or thinking. It doesn't really matter. There's so many levels of working this. So you actually just start to embrace yourself. And it's also okay. You know, it's like don't go into those frequencies. Breathe through your body and say, I'm okay. Mary, I love you and I appreciate you. And it's okay for you to have a day like this. And it's okay for you to have a week like this. But let's know beyond this. I truly love you, Mary. I truly love myself. You know, this is how you must be speaking to yourself. Not allowing the negative thoughts to and the negative ego to come up and to take you into that frequency that creates those lower feelings and vibrations. Catch yourself. Catch yourself with those thoughts and shift it at that moment. Bring in this beautiful blue flame. Bring in the beautiful pink-orange flame of the 11th ray. Or bring in a color that feels right for you in that moment. And think of a frequency and hold that frequency of love or nurturing or self-appreciation. And just hold it in that moment and say, this is who I am. And it's okay to be human too. And I think what happens is often we don't realize that we've got these old cellular memories and they're triggered. And as they're being triggered to be transmuted, we move into these emotional oscillations. And with that, sometimes we move into, you know, either addictive behavioral patterns or the inability to let go of particular addictions. But it's coming all the time. And the more consciousness you put into shifting and changing it, the more you're able to embrace both your shadows and your light.
Okay. That is so loving and sensitive. Thank you so much.
And we love you, Mary. You are this incredible, precious being, and just embrace yourself in this essence of divine love, for that is truly who you are.
Thank you, Anrita. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Mary. All right, my sweet friends. So I think then we're going to end the show today there. And if you'd like to have a look at news and updates and channelings and articles, you're welcome to go onto my website, which is www.claudianlight.net. And I thank you very much for this opportunity to connect with you all. And from my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love.